Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This whole B.O.B. theory, there is a guy that's on the phone right now, and he says that one of the theories that we just mentioned, he believes in. Sir, which one is that?
Well, actually, I do. I actually believe in that the earth is flat. My explanation to that is because I'm very biblical. I'm at church every Sunday, and I read the Bible. And in the Bible, it says that God would send his people to four corners of the earth. There is no such thing as a corner being in a circle.
So you think the earth is flat because of this biblical prophecy?
Yes, that God said that he would spread his people the four corners of the earth. There's no corners on a sphere.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Yes, ma'am. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying, just biblical eyes looking, that's what he said. And I don't know it. I can't wait for that.
Let's just say, for the sake of discussion, we've had numerous spaceships in space, numerous pictures of different planets, all of which are round, including the moon.
And the Earth.
Do you think the guy who maybe wrote that portion of the Bible was a man who never imagined a spaceship?
You're right. You could.
Well, hey, B.O.B. has that if you want to donate to his GoFundMe his research.
I'm just saying, you know, the Bible was written by men, so maybe
they're right. You are completely right. I think I'm going to go get into that little funny page just to see. I want to know. It's just something, you know, something new.
Okay, there it is. Thank you for calling, sir, okay?
You're welcome. You have a good one.
You too. That was easy.
I mean, people lose sight of the fact that the Bible was written by men, and they didn't know anything about space when they wrote it at the time that they wrote it.
And I've always learned you're not supposed to take everything literal written in the Bible.
Yeah, and I'm not dissing on the Bible.
Me neither.
Yeah, but back
but
up a little bit.
It is ancient.
We've advanced. And Carla, when we first started talking about this, we had no idea that we would get this many phone calls.
We're getting messages on Facebook. They're posting the Mandela effect, stuff about HAARP.
Well, there's a guy on the phone at 869-1093. He can explain what this HAARP business is and what this 9/11 conspiracy theories are that people believe that the government actually caused 9/11. Go ahead, sir.
The way that they thought that they brought those down was by a controlled demolition. When you watch the video and you listen, you hear popping sounds as it's going down, and the top of it caves in, and that's a controlled demolition. And the other thing that they say is that building number 7 should never collapse because nothing was hit and it burned down. So they think it was also done by controlled demolition. That's what a lot of people think happened to 9/11.
So, sir, is it safe to say that you yourself are somewhat of a believer in this theory?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I believe in the HAARP thing. Somehow they have a technology through HAARP that heats up the actual storm.
Huh.
And the actual waters around the storm to make... Have you not noticed this year? We've had, three or four Category 5s all of a sudden when we hadn't had anything like that.
What's their motive for these?
Yeah, why would they do that?
Their motive is they're trying to learn how to control this because think about it. If you can control a hurricane, a Category 5 hurricane to go where you want, that's better than any bomb.
Who needs an atomic bomb then, right?
Well, I mean, if you have a Category 5 hurricane that's the size of, you know, half the Atlantic, yeah, who needs that?
I'm being schooled today.
Then there is the technology out there also that you can create earthquakes. Even an atomic bomb underground can create.
We could talk to him all day.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, this is a cup of coffee somewhere in Valley Center all day long.
Yeah.
By Valley Center.
I'm for it. Why not?
Why not Hayesville?
All right, Hayesville works too. Hey, dude, this is interesting stuff. Thank you for calling and sharing this with us, okay? At least I understand why you believe in this theory, okay?
All right, I appreciate you taking the call.
No problem, buddy. Yeah.
Holy
that's moly. A stretch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.